Hello, women of power and spirit. Today's meditation is about beautiful words, creating a reality in which we are speaking more beautiful and even sparkling words. I invite you to get ready for this meditation by turning off your phone and getting comfortable. It's a good idea to sit with feet flat on the floor and hands in an open position. And breathe deeply into the space that you are. You might find it helpful to notice the space between your breaths or the space between your thoughts. Focus on this beautiful, restful, restorative space. This silence, this cool, quiet darkness is the domain of the sacred feminine, the place of beingness. Allow yourself to slip into that beautiful state of being. Allow yourself to feel the spaciousness of yourself. And remember a moment when you felt love, any kind of love. Love for yourself, for another, someone else's love for you. It could be a pet or a human. The key is to remember any single moment of love and feel it again now. Let the feeling of love and space merge together inside you. And allow it to anchor in your energetic womb. Your womb and the primordial womb of all life are connected. Allow your mind to give you whatever you need to feel safe as you enter into this beautiful, dark, quiet space. Deeply. Allow what it is like to feel held by the space itself. In this space, you are completely accepted as you are. You are loved as you are. There is nothing you could do to turn this love away, and nothing you could do to earn it. You are loved because you exist. You are an expression of that divine love. Let yourself feel what it means to be honored as that expression, to be honored as love. To be honored as a being directly from the divine. Allow yourself to remember a time when someone said something to you. They spoke beautiful words about you. Remember it even if you had difficulty accepting what they were saying. Perhaps they recognized you as being kind or compassionate, thoughtful. Perhaps they were thanking you for something you did and were telling you how much it meant, your gesture, how much it meant to them. Allow yourself to remember one moment. Trust whatever comes to mind. Most of us have had at least one moment when we were truly seen and someone was trying to acknowledge what they saw and experienced. Allow yourself to open up to their beautiful words right now. Allow yourself to receive them as true. Notice the doubts and the fears that come up, the thoughts of that couldn't be totally true. Oh, they were being so generous. If they only knew me, then they would know. Let those thoughts rise up and hold them with great tenderness in the same way you would hold a child who received a compliment, but did not know how to receive it. Hold yourself in love and understanding in the same way you would hold a child who thought that it was egotistical or inappropriate to receive a compliment, who had been cautioned not to take them in. Hold yourself in the same way you would hold a child who had heard too many times they weren't good enough. And so that child has a difficult time accepting that they truly are good enough. And even more. Hold that part of you that did not get to experience fully receiving that compliment, or hold the part of you that was able to receive that compliment. Notice the feelings that are there when you think about beautiful words that have been spoken about you. Hold the feelings, comfortable and uncomfortable, with great tenderness and compassion. Allow yourself to take in and receive the greater truth that if the divine expresses through you in any way, it is beautiful. And it is reassuring for whoever notices it when you acknowledge it too. It builds their sense of their ability to see divine love and beauty around them and in them. And so it is a gift to you and a gift to them to receive what they have seen, what they have experienced as a truth for them of seeing divine beauty, divine love, and essence as it moved through you. Allow yourself to know yourself as the conduit of that divine and loving expression. For that is how you were created to be. Now allow yourself to remember a moment when you spoke beautiful words about someone else. You said something to help someone feel better about themselves, to know how truly special they really are, to see divine love in them. And remember how good it felt to say those words, even if it was a little awkward. Still, it feels good to speak it out loud. Remember how much you wanted them to hear and receive from you those beautiful observations, your beautiful sparkling words about them. And in this moment, hold yourself in that desire with great love for the goodness you were bringing into the world. Hold yourself in your willingness to acknowledge the radiant beauty of divine love expressing itself through another. And allow yourself to feel the power and the wonder of beautiful, sparkling words. Invite yourself to be aware of those moments, those circumstances, when your words tend to be negative, perhaps politics, family, discussions about religion, feeling unheard or unseen or uncared about. What are those ways that trigger you to use negative words about yourself or about another? And cradle those moments. Perhaps remember one of them. Cradle that moment in your love. And understand deeply how the tendency to respond with negative words comes out of such a deep longing to be seen and heard and respected and loved. Hold that woman inside you who longs for someone else to see the beauty in you, the divine beauty in you. And love her. What a beautiful desire. Love her. Love her with your patience and your kindness. And invite her to remember in those moments, just before the negative words are about to come out, that what she really wants to hear, what you really want to hear, are beautiful words. And give yourself permission now to be gentle with yourself when negative words explode, negative thoughts race around your mind. Deep inside, there is a wounded person, a little child, who wanted to hear how special and how good she really is. And remind yourself in those moments when those negative words are about to come out, someone else is also hoping to hear beautiful words of compassion and understanding. So the little child within them can also heal. And invite yourself each and every day to find more and more reasons to share beautiful words, sparkling words that help you and the people around you feel so good, feel so good. With that awareness, I invite you to bring yourself slowly back into the awareness of your body with a beautiful word for you. What beautiful word comes to mind right now for you? And carry that beautiful word with you into your day, into your activities. Ground it into your body and psyche, into your soul, into the earth. Bring it with you, this beautiful, beautiful word. And now with three breaths, I invite you to bring yourself into the awareness of your body with the word. So take a big inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. Good. Blow yourself into your body and notice the air around you. Notice how it feels. Its texture, temperature, scents, sounds. Next breath further in your body. Big inhale. Exhale through your mouth. Now I want you to feel where you are sitting. Notice that it is physical reality against your skin. Next breath coming all the way into your body. Big inhale. Exhale through your mouth. Good. You're blowing yourself all the way back into your body. Be aware now of your physical body. This next step is very important. Wiggle your fingers, stretch, do something to make sure you can feel your body. When you can feel your body, then very gently open your eyes and write down that beautiful word. And I invite you to put that beautiful word somewhere in your house or in your office, where you will see it regularly and let it make you smile.